In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I am advertising the Days of Glory, November 3rd through the 6th. So that would be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Yes, this week. Days of Glory, November 3rd to the 6th. It starts Thursday night at 7 o'clock. You're welcome to come and enjoy the glory of God. Jesus said, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" How we need to experience that glory that comes down from heaven, that presence of God that is life-giving. November 3rd to the 6th, Days of Glory. I'm looking at Romans 10, verse 20. But Isaiah is very bold and says, "I was found of them that sought me not," in other words, the Gentiles. "I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me." In other words, it's a complete gift of grace. But to Israel he said, "All day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. I say then, hath God cast away his people?" Have God cast away the Jewish people? God forbid, for I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. Remember, Paul was of the tribe of Benjamin, the only tribe that entered the Holy Land. God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. You are not what the scripture says of Elijah, how he make intercession to God against Israel, saying, "Lord, they have killed your prophets. They have dug away your altars, and I am left all alone, and they seek my life." But what does God answer unto Elijah? "I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Even so then, at this present time, there is a remnant according to the election of grace, a remnant of Jews that are saved according to the remnant of grace, because of grace. It's all about grace, grace. These people that are Jewish people and Gentile people are saved because of grace. And if by grace, then it is no more by works, not by circumcision, not by keeping the law. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it is by works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. What then? Israel hath not obtained that which he sought for, but the election hath obtained it, and the rest were blinded. Yes, there's a remnant of Israel that was saved in the time of Paul. A remnant of Israel. And still today, there is a remnant of Israel that is saved, a remnant of Jewish people, and it is by grace. Accordingly, it is written, God hath given them a spirit of slumber, Israel, that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear unto this day. And David says, let the table be made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block, and the recompense unto them. What is the stumbling block for the Jewish people? The cross. The cross is the stumbling block. Let their eyes be darkened that they may not see, and bow down their backs always. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid, but rather through Israel's fall, salvation has come unto the Gentiles for to provoke them to jealousy. In other words, I tell you, because Israel failed to believe in Jesus Christ, the grace of God was given to the Gentiles. But has God forgotten his people? No, not at all. Now, if the fall of them the riches of the world, that's the Gentiles, and the diminishing of them riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness when they come into the kingdom. Oh, yes. For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am apostle to the Gentiles, and magnify mine own office. If by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are of the flesh, might save some of them. For if the casting away of them, the Jews, is the reconciling of the world, the Gentiles, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? I tell you, God has not forgotten Israel. He has not forgotten his people. There's going to be a day when the Israelites are all going to come and give their life to Jesus. There's going to be a day, the scripture tells us that, in the 11th chapter of Romans, that there's going to be a day when all of Israel comes to believe in what God has done in Jesus. For if the first fruit be holy, and the lump is also holy, if the root be holy, so are the branches. Who is the root? Israel is the root of the olive tree. And if some of the branches are broken off, and you being a wild olive tree, grafted in among them, and with them partake of the root and the fatness of the olive tree. In other words, what he says is some of the olive tree branches were cut off, and the Gentiles, the wild olive tree was grafted in, and we rely on the root, and the root is Israel. In other words, God has not forgotten his people. Boast not against the branches, but if thou boast, you bear not the root, but the root bears you. In other words, if you're saying, you know, we are the Christians, the Jews did not accept Jesus, don't forget that the root is Jewish. The root is Israel. Thou wilt then say, the branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Well, because of unbelief, they were broken off. And you stand by faith. In other words, because they did not believe. And the big stumbling block is the cross. For if God spared not the natural branches, take heed, lest he also not spare you. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God on them that fell is but toward thee goodness, if you would continue in his goodness, otherwise you shall also be cut off. In other words, it's by grace we're saved. It's by grace. Yes, it's by grace. It is not by our works. It is not by circumcision. It is not because I did this and I did that. It is by grace. The Israelites that have been saved, the remnant, is by grace. The Gentiles that have been saved, by grace. And grace is just what it is. It's grace. It's unmerited. It's given over by God. For if you were cut off out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and you were grafted contrary to nature into the good olive tree, how much more shall these, which are the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? How much more? Much more. What's Paul saying? There's going to be a day when the Jewish people are all going to give their life to Jesus. For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceits. The blindness, in part, is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles have come in. What does that mean? The fullness of the Gentiles have come in. There's going to be a day when the Gentiles stop coming in, there'll only be a remnant, and then the Jews will be the people that come in. There's going to be a day when the Gentiles stop coming in, and the Jews will be coming in. And so all Israel shall be saved. Hear that again. All Israel shall be saved. As it is written, there shall come out of Zion the Deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. All Israel will be saved. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for Gentiles' sake. But as touching the election, they are beloved for their father's sake, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance, irrevocable. The gifts and callings of God are irrevocable. God has not forgotten his people, and I want to tell you today, God has not forgotten you. God has not forgotten you. You might feel forgotten, but he has not forgotten you. He wants you to know how much you are loved by him and that you accepted him because of grace, not by your works, but because of grace. At the Holy Rosary, we had the All Saints Day, and the people came dressed as saints. And I said, did these saints become saints because they did all these good things for Jesus? And they said, no, these saints became saints because they loved Jesus, and that's why they did good things for Jesus. Oh, yes, it is by grace we are saved through faith, lest anyone boast if their works. But we are made for good works, but we are not saved by our works. For the gifts and calling of God are irrevocable. For as you in time past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through the unbelief of Israel, even so have these not also believed, and through your mercy they may also obtain mercy. For God hath concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. I tell you, God's mercy is going to be on his Jewish people. God's mercy is going to be on the people of Israel that will come into the church, that will give their lives to Jesus. Yes, and again, I tell you, God's mercy is for you today. Wherever you are, you might feel completely abandoned. God's mercy is for you today, that this mercy is like an ocean. He wants to envelop you with his mercy. Do you know that today? Do you know that today, that God's mercy is for you today? You say, but I don't feel it. I feel all alone. I feel desolate. God's mercy is reaching out to you today because he loves you. It is not that we have loved him first. It is that he has loved us first. Oh, the depth and riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord? Or who hath been his counselor? Or who hath been given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him, through him, and to him are all things, whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I tell you, God doesn't forget. God doesn't forget. He doesn't forget his people, and he doesn't forget you. That this God who raised Jesus from the dead has plans for you. I told the children yesterday that God had plans for them. Yes, plans for them. Plans to give them a future and a hope. And you might say, you know, I'm in the deepest pit today. I've never been in a pit so deep. God has plans for you. You've got to reach out and take the grace of God and believe the cross of Jesus Christ, that he gave his life for you and that he has plans for you. He does have plans for you. As a result, chapter 12, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Not our mind only, but our bodies, that we present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is our reasonable service. Because God has graced us, we need to give God our bodies, our souls, our minds. We need to give him everything that we are and everything that we have. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that's through grace, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect, and what is the will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according to God that dealt to every man a measure of faith. In other words, We're not to brag that we're believers. It's by grace. God had grace and mercy on us. God had mercy on us. We are not to think of ourselves as greater than other people. God has mercy on us. I told you the story about the Jewish man. I always love Jewish people because they are the root of the olive tree, and I have been grafted on to the olive tree, yes, as a wild branch. I told you the story that when we went to this place in Connecticut, the Virgin Mother, a statue, was weeping tears, and the Jewish man asked me, "Why is Mary weeping?" I said, "She's got a lot to weep about because people have abandoned her son." I said, "Would you like to receive Jesus in your heart?" He said, "No, I'm Jewish." So I just continued doing what I was doing, praying the best way that I could. And he said, "I want Jesus. I want Jesus." He gave his life to Jesus. He became a Catholic. He was received communion, baptism, and confirmation because he gave his life to Jesus. It was a grace that day, the grace of God. It wasn't me. It was a grace. I was able to tell him that Jesus Christ loved him and that he had plans for his life. That's what I'm telling you today. Jesus Christ loves you and he has plans for your life. And again, you're saying, "But I'm in the deepest pit. I've never been in such a pit that I'm in." And I'm telling you, despite the pit that you're in, God has plans for you. "For I say, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, do not think himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according to God that he has dealt to every man the measure of faith." In other words, if you have faith, God has given you this faith by grace. This is real. You're not to say, "Well, I have faith." I remember the woman that said to me, "I am a Catholic, and this woman here is a Baptist." And I said, "I love Baptists." She was making the woman feel terrible. I said, "Catherine Kuhlman is a Baptist, and I have learned so much through Catherine Kuhlman." And she said, the lady that's Catholic, "I always wanted to have the faith of God like Catherine Kuhlman." And I brought her down to her cellar, which was made out of knotty pine. I'll never forget it. And we prayed that Jesus would become Lord of her life. This is the Catholic woman. And that Jesus would give her himself to her. And she started to weep. And she said, "I thought I was going to see the crucified Jesus, but I saw the risen Savior." Oh, yes, that's a gift. That's a gift. It's the grace of God. "For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office." In other words, each person has been given their own gifts to edify the body of Christ. "So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another, having gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. Whether it is prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of our faith. Our ministry, let us wait on our ministering. Or he that teacheth on teaching. Or he that exhorts on exhortation. On he that gives, let him do with simplicity. He that rules with diligence. And he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor what is evil and cleave to what is good." And I tell you, God has given everyone gifts. He's given gifts for the building up of the body of Christ. What gift has he given you? Maybe the gift of crying out to him for mercy. Oh, yes, and when you cry out to him for mercy, he will show you mercy. He will give you mercy. You say, "It doesn't seem that way. Every door in my life has been closed." God has a door to be opened for you. Yes, it is for you that he wants this door opened. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. Again, Jesus told us to love one another as I have loved you. In honor, preferring one another. In other words, don't think about yourself. Think about your brothers and sisters, not slothful in business, but fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, especially that we would love one another as He has loved us. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Yes, rejoicing in hope, being patient in tribulation, and continuing instant in prayer. Distributing to the necessity of the saints, given to hospitality. In other words, be a giver. Be a giver to those that are in need, especially to those that are in need of the house of God. This whole thing about giving is so important. And, you know, we as Catholics have not taught giving. We have taught, well, we're going to have two collections today. We wouldn't need two collections if people tithe their money. We wouldn't need two collections if people tithe their money. We'd get all that we need in one collection through the tithe that they gave to God for the church. Bless them that persecute you. Jesus said the same thing. Who's persecuting you today? Bless them. I don't feel like it. Bless them anyway. Bless them and do not curse them. Rejoice with them who rejoice. Weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men in low estate. In other words, the gospel was, you know, invite people to your house and to your dinner who are not going to invite you back. Invite the lame, the crooked, the blind, and the deaf. They're not going to invite you back. Invite those people that of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all people. Live peaceably with all people. Yes, and care for those that are broken and needy. But you say, I'm broken and needy too. That's right. Care for other people that are broken and needy. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto the wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, says the Lord, and I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. Feed him. If he is thirsty, give him to drink. For in so doing you shall heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. You hear that? Don't be overcome by evil. No, but overcome evil with good. Do good to God's people. Do good to the world's people, too. We want to make people jealous that they want to come and serve the living God. It's so important that they come to serve the living God. You have been chosen by grace. You have been given the grace to give your life as a living sacrifice to the Lord. By grace, by grace, by grace. You are no better than anybody else. As a matter of fact, we have to think more highly of other people than of ourselves, and that we are to love people, and that we are to be at peace with people. And even with our enemies, if they're hungry, we need to feed them. If they're thirsty, we need to give them drink. Again, I want to invite people to Days of Glory between November 3rd and 6th. It starts this Thursday. This Thursday between November 3rd and 6th, Days of Glory, where God is going to show up and do mighty and awesome things. I also need to tell you, we need to hear from people so that we can pay our September bills. We only received a little more than $1,000 last week. We need 9 more thousand. Oh, please help us so that we won't have to go off stations. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. What have we learned today? I learned that God has not forgotten His Jewish people. I learned that there will be a day when the Jewish people will come in, just like the Gentiles are coming in. I also learned that the end of the Gentiles will be the remnant of Gentiles will be coming in, and the Jews will come in full blast. I learned that the remnant of Jews belong to the root of the olive tree, and that Gentiles should not be boasting that they are grafted in, because if grafted in, God grafted in the wild olive branches, how much more will he graft in those branches that were of the root? The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.